Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to the 67th episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, as always, Cuddles the Cat. We're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight is Tune That Name. We're happy to welcome back Randy Gourley as co-host tonight. Hello, my friend.
Hello. Thanks for having me back again. Always a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I can't do a show without you, with you, without giving props to your wife, Jill, who is in this just as much as you and I. And in fact, she was my go-to when I got stuck for a song on a future show. I asked her and she popped it right out to me. So you people are invaluable to this show. Hello, Jill.
Hello, guys.
Ah, she's with us a little bit. And yes. Hey.
Yeah, she does a lot of my research. She don't even need to do research. She has it in her head all the time. Like, you can name a song, she'll name the
pops, you know, right,
the
out
band,
of
what
band
year it was, what album it was on, you know. She's very good,
yeah,
at all that. And all genres too, a lot of genres.
Yeah, and by the way, Jill, the song you picked when I said that one, I got a show coming up in a couple of weeks, The Curse of 27, people who died at 27 years old, and I wasn't real familiar with Amy Winehouse. She popped out the perfect song. And she should have listened to everybody and went to rehab. Well, that's for another show. Okay. And as always, the big show's background noise specialist is here with us, Mr. Carl Kafer.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
You know,
hi, Carl.
I could do boink, 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 boink. Okay, background noise. You want a background noise? I can turn the fan on.
No, that's okay. You contribute enough. So,
well, thank you.
While I have both of you here, you two guys are putting a lot of damn pressure on me to find different music. You both have different sources for finding it, new to us music. I want you to tell us about them, starting with you, Randy.
Well, I do the majority of mine with YouTube Music and Amazon Music, just the straight monthly things that come with your TV subscriptions and all that. And Jill uses regular YouTube, too, because when you play a video, underneath it, if you scroll up a little bit, it'll say fans also like, and it'll have like five or six other bands listed. So you go to those bands, you know, and you pick one of them, and then this one has five or six, say, of fans also like. So it really stretches out, you know.
And then you think, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah, right.
What was I originally listening to? That's the way
exactly,
it works,
yeah,
too.
And then there's two TV channels, just real quick, Vivo and Xsite. It's Xite. And they're free TV channels with music videos of all genres. You just pick the genre and play videos from, you can't really pick your song, but it's another place you might discover some things too.
Well, that's cool. And a lot of times you'll hear a song, it's like, well, that's pretty good. And then you'll listen to that band and it's like, God damn, that wasn't even their best song. You know, and then you find other stuff. Hey, Carl, you've been mining, digging with YouTube Premium, correct?
Absolutely. So, Rachel, my co-host on TV Invasion and that, they had a family set up with YouTube Premium, and they put me on it, and it has the YouTube Music on it. If you use the Premium, the algorithm is much more attuned, I think. Now, I was using YouTube regular, but I was listening to stuff that I generally listen to. But they have a thing on YouTube Premium, a Discover Mix, and what you can do when it comes up, if you like a song, you can you can put the thumbs up. If you don't like it, you put the thumbs down. And each time you go through and each time you start, it adjusts and it gives you more and more. And I know one of the things we were talking about before the show is it seems like with YouTube Premium, it's like really focused on Canadian bands. And there's so much up there. And of course, I've now done two shows, and we're going to do a monthly show on new music. And just to give you an idea, I've been going through the last week. I've got 30 bands to check out that I've never even heard of. Seriously.
Well, what's interesting is both of you are getting steered towards a lot of great Canadian music that most of us don't hear, that doesn't make it across the border. This is something we talk about all the time. Randy, you found a ton of Canadian bands.
Yeah, and they all stem from, like I put the Headstones or somebody I knew from Canada in there and scrolled up there and did that. Fans also like these bands, and you know, it's just a, you know, just spider web from there. And sometimes you can get in a Canadian block, you know, and there's, like Carl said, there's, you put a thumbs up or a thumbs down and it'll bring you bands that are like that with their other songs and bands that are similar to them and all that. It's just endless.
Yep.
Well, you know,
and
it's
so
it's
cool.
Funny, like the last time I did a show, and this will be the last thing I say, you actually saw like three or four of the bands that I had on there I never even heard of. And you keep up
right.
with stuff because you go to these shows, and that's how you do it.
Yeah, a lot of times.
It's really interesting.
Well, and then I follow the same path, too, because I'll see an opening band that I like, and then I'll look more into them, and the next thing I know, I'm looking at this other band, and it all works well. Like Monday night, I saw Counting Crows last Monday night, and the opening band was Dashboard Confessional, which is a big band, but I didn't never paid attention to them. And, you know, I liked their music, and now that I looked, I had saved a couple of their songs I didn't even realize. So there we are. Okay, Carl, we'll talk to you after the playlist.
Absolutely.
And tonight's theme is songs with first names in the title. And we're going to let Randy start it off for us tonight. What do you got for us, big guy?
Well, our first song is Buddy Holly by Weezer.
And this is it.
I'm
Judy, a song by the Buzzcocks from their 1979 album, A Different Kind of Attention. These guys are a huge influence on Green Day, keeping punk rock alive. And second was Hey Delilah. It is a tune by Blackberry Smoke from their 2021 album, You Hear Georgia. It was a great pandemic album with videos, even with split screen. They're all at their own homes and making videos together. It was pretty cool. And first up was Buddy Holly, a song by Weezer from the 1994 self-titled album. Video makes the song. It's set in the scene from Happy Days at Arnold's Diner. Yeah, pretty good video, like all theirs.
I'll tell you, I saw Blackberry Smoke at Farm Aid in 2017 here in Pittsburgh. And I didn't know them, and I was really impressed. And I really get a little feeling about that band, you know, especially that song. But I definitely want to mention what you said about the Buzzcocks. They were a huge bridge between punk rock and grunge throughout the 1980s, and like you said, Green Day and other bands in the Seattle scene were Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters and Alice in Chains. They all mentioned Buzzcocks. In fact, Pearl Jam toured with the Buzzcocks probably about 5-6 years ago. So, good choices.
All right, yeah.
Way to kickstart our night, man.
Yeah.
I'm dropping back to the 50s and 60s for my first three songs. And I'm starting it out with a country guy. In fact, probably one of the most talented country guys ever, Charlie Rich.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. She'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a wicked on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I must pick my mess up.
The Guess Who from 1971 and Albert Flasher. The song was originally a B-side to Broken and didn't appear on any studio albums until 2 years later. Before that, Tony Joe White and Poke Salad Annie from 1968. Almost a true story from a Louisiana guy who ate a mess of poke in his day. Poke salad. I don't know if he called it just poke or poke salad, whatever. It took 9 months for that song to even make it into the Hot 100. But after that, it actually made it to number 8. And I started with the late, great country singer Charlie Rich with Mohair Sam from 1965. To me, he was probably the most versatile country artist. He was rockabilly, soul, blues, even a little jazz. The guy's a remarkable, unmatched hit writer and performer and producer. So those are my first three, Randy.
All great picks. I never listen much of the Guess Who, but every time I do, I like it. You know, the guitar work, and it's just one advance I never go out to look for, but I always like them when I hear them.
And guess what? They're like the original Canadian rock band. I can't say original, but they're one of the they're probably the biggest. Carl might agree with me that they're probably the biggest rock band to first come into the United States from Canada. And Randy Bachman, Bachman Turner Overdrive, he's one of the members. Burton Cummins was a singer. Phenomenal band. Great band. So, okay.
By the way, you're right. You're right. Just to let you know, they were the first band from Canada to really have big covers.
Yeah, I thought
so. I'm back to being muted.
Okay, but yeah, I thought so. I thought they were really the first big rock band to open the door to, you know, Canada, and everybody's like, there's rock in Canada? You know, Canadian rock? Yeah, we got it. Okay, Randy, you're next.
All right, well, that just goes with what we already talked about Canadian bands before the show again. But anyway, my next song is Anna's Song by Silverchair.
Please, Diana, for as long as you're here, we're not. You make the sound of laughter, and something else seems softer, and I'm I'm a knee deep down, I'm a knee deep.
He was alive, he was electric, became a legend as the years went by. He was a liar, but I accept it, I mean he was a legend in my own mind. We were reckless, lived on impulse, every second was something to behold. I couldn't think straight, and he said shut up, grabbed the wheel as he lost control.
He wound out like a tin roof. unknown truth. But there's a man laying in the street, and they
Johnny Red, a song by Blacktop Mojo from their 2014 album, I Am. And these guys have many, many amazing rock and blues songs. They're out of Texas. And before that was Tiny Teddy, a song by the Headstones from their 2002 album, Oracle of the Hi-Fi. It's hard to find a song from this band that I don't love. Every song, every album, one of those bands, they're great. And first up was Anna's song. It is a tune by Silverchair from their 1999 album, Neon Ballroom. These guys are definitely worth looking up if you haven't. I didn't know them until Jill turned me on to them. She had on her iPod or something over there playing, and I'm like, who's that? Silverchair. I never heard of them somehow until just recently. So,
it's funny. When they came out in the 90s, first time I heard Silverchair, I thought, man, this is going to be the next big band. They were that fucking good. And then they just kind of disappeared. In fact, they went out of sight, out of mind until I think last time you were on here, you played a Silverchair song, or we're talking about a Silverchair song, something.
Yeah.
When they came out, I mean, they just blew me away. And, I mean, they were as good as any other band that had come out in the last 10 years during the 90s. So, Headstones, that's another Canadian band, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I thought it's another one of your finds. And Blacktop Mojo, I'm surprised I never heard of them, if they've been around that long. Seems like they'd show up somewhere, you know, I'd see their name somewhere, but... Man, I like those guys.
It's one of the bands, like you said, Silverchair. They are an excellent band. I don't know why they aren't more radio play or, you know, heard of.
Yeah.
They collaborated with Small Town Titans and a couple other bands, but, you know, they're great. They're great blues rock.
Well, a lot of those bands, there's 100 different reasons. They want to stay regional, or they got bad management, or they got a bad record contract or whatever. I mean, how many people are out there that could have been great and got squashed because of management? So,
sure, yeah.
Okay, man, back to me. We are halfway through our songs tonight, and our songs are Two Nat Name, all titles with a first name in the title. And my first one this set is Pure Prairie Leg, and no, it's not Amy.
I drove down old 65, I was cruising down that old grapevine. Well, I must have been doing at least about 9 to 5. Well, up there on the side of the road, I broke down, and who do you think was standing around but the greatest country singer alive? Well, I'll fix your flat tire, Merle. Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers all covered with earl. Your flat tire, Merle. Well, I hear you had adventures, you making love in a telephone booth, and I even hear you did a little stretch in jail.
ranch house with a bar and 8, 9, 10 of them fancy cars. And every other week a check coming in the mail. What? I'll fix your flat tire, Merle. Got to get your sweet country picking fingers. I'll cover the dirt. And now you know we don't care what you think. Merle, if you're gonna call the world your home, you know you're gonna have to get out and get stoned. And it's better with a joint than with a drink, I think. I'll fix your flat tire, Merle. Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers off covered with Earl. Cause you're a honky, I know. And Merle, you got soap. And I'll fix your flat tire, Merle.
inside. I can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, oh, won't you smile and laugh for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, know you can go, but why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't, won't you smile and laugh for me, Sarah? Sarah, smile. Won't you smile and laugh, Sarah?
Ah, yes. I had to include that song, Hall & Oates, with their classic Sarah Smile from 1975. I saw them at Red Rocks in 2016, and the support act was Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, who I had never seen, and have since seen them two more times at Red Rocks. So we talk about opening acts and, you know, how they become favorite bands. Okay, before that was Benmont Tench with Veronica Sudd from 2014. Let me tell you a little story about him. When Benmont Tench went home to Gainesville, Florida for the summer from college at Tulane University in the early 70s, he saw Mudcrutch play, and he became friends with the band and jammed with them. He went back to school at Tulane, and Tom Petty called him up, asked him to quit school and join Mudcrutch full time. And he did on one condition, that Tom Petty in person convinced Benmont's dad that this was a good thing to quit college and go play rock and roll. And it turned out pretty good, since Mudcrutch became Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Benmont Tench was a keyboardist from day one to the very end. And my set started with I'll Change Your Flat Tire Merle, a 1975 Pure Prairie League cover of a 1968 song, which was first recorded by Big Brother and the Holding Company. And, of course, they were singing about Merle Haggard. I won't fix your flat tire, Randy. Sorry, you fix your own damn tire.
That reminded me of like a Jerry Reed song at first. I never heard that one.
Didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who wrote it, but Big Brother and the Holding Company picked it up. And, of course, Janis Joplin sang on that, but I like this cover so much better. And that's it.
Richie Kotzen, you know, I love Richie Kotzen. He does a great cover of Sarah Snowball.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. What'd you think of the Benmont Tench song?
Another one I hadn't heard, but
yeah,
Well,
I hear that one. I hear that a lot. I hear that one a lot. You know, on so I listen to Tom Petty radio on Sirius XM, and Benmont actually has a show on there. But I love that song. That's just such a cool song. Okay,
yeah.
your turn again. Set number five.
Okay.
What do you got?
Yeah. Well, we're going to pick it up in an Oxford class three, and we're going to start with Me and Mary Jane by Blackstone Cherry.
Me and Mary Jane got a thing going on, going on. Creeping up slow, hanging around my back door, my back door. Oh,
Ditch me when you wanna, but if you need a little, I can fix your problems. I always got your back. I can make you famous. By the way, my name is.
Yeah. Johnny B. Good, the rock and cover by Judas Priest from the 1988 album Ram It Down. And not only my favorite album, but it's one where I can listen to and enjoy every song. That's just one of the songs that the album's every song was a hit to me. And before that, Jack by Hardy, another newer rockin' artist. And that's from his 2023 album, The Mockingbird and the Crow. He nails almost every genre, and the more we hear him, the more we like it. He's a country. He got his start with Florida Georgia Line at some sort of festival somewhere. He met with them and got to go on tour. That was started. And first up was Me and Mary Jane. It's a tune by Blackstone Cherry from their 2014 album, Magic Mountain. They formed in 2001 in Kentucky and are still going strong. And 3 weeks ago, they did a Tina Turner tribute of What's Love Got to Do With It. Amazing cover if you get a chance.
Beautiful.
Look that up.
Yeah, you know, I'm of course familiar with Blackstone Cherry. You know, I know a lot of their music and Judas Priest, what can I say? But I want to go back to Hardy. Okay, I had never heard Hardy. I had never heard Hardy before. And he played at Stage AE here in Pittsburgh last month. And there was a review in a Trib review, Pittsburgh Trib Live. There was a review. And the headline was like, country artist Hardy plays Stage AE, which normally I wouldn't even read it. But I saw Stage AE, and I was bored that day, so I read the review. And just the way they're describing him, it sounded like he did a lot more rock than country, because he's actually billed as a country artist. And there's a lot more rock and roll in that guy. I mean, I would at least call him a southern rocker, if anything else. But I guess he's a phenomenal songwriter and performer, so... Somebody
to
keep an eye on.
He's got a few good songs, videos out there right now. It's climbing off the charts already. And he did start country, but I would not put him under country.
No,
you know, it's just,
that's certainly not pigeonhole there, because. Well, that song started out. Yeah, that song started out a little country, and then
he has a few like that.
Yeah. Well, those are your 9 songs, and they're great songs. And I got 3 more to finish them out with, and they were all 90s and newer. But let's go with the first one we're going to go with is, look at my show, and I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. Okay, Highly Suspect.
Cold and dark, I am the hungry shark, fast and merciless. But the only girl who could talk to him just couldn't swim, tell me what's worse than this. And the echoes in the hall, they dance along the wall, the memories of your goals. You were the one that I used to love, and I'm still in love, and I'll never love you the most. Every little thing you had, I feel love unrepaired. I've seen your best and worst, and that's worse. You're still the best, but damn, my best, I am the worst. It's a curse, your eyes are lined in pain. Black tears on hot and red, and I tied you through the tracks. When I turned around, I heard the sound, I hit the ground, I know there's no turning back. I've seen better. Better days, better friends in my youth.
But the only girl that could talk to him, she couldn't swim. Tell me what's worse than this. What's worse is all the hope, the ice that numbs my throat, if only for the night. My muscles will contract, your bones will crack, it's just a fact, cause I am here to win this fight. I can't fucking breathe, much less believe the truth.
She lived on a curve in the road, an old tar paper shack, on the south side of the town, on the wrong side of the tracks. Sometimes on the way into town, we'd say, Mama, can we stop and give her a ride? Sometimes we did, but her hands flew from her side. Wild-eyed, crazy Mary. Down a long dirt road, past the parson's place, the old blue car we used to race. A little country store with a sign tacked to the side, said no L-O-I-T-E-R-I-N-G-A loud. Underneath that sign always congregated quite a crowd. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it down. One night, thunder cracked, Mercy backed outside her windowsill. Dreamed I was flying high above the trees, over the hills. Looked down into the house of Mary. Marable palm, newspaper covered wall. Love it all. What you fear the most could meet you halfway. That what you fear the most could meet you halfway. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it down. Around.
Okay, that was Crazy Mary, Pearl Jam. And it was a bonus track on the reissue of their 1993 album, Versus. The song was actually written by Victoria Williams, and the first recording of it was by Pearl Jam on a tribute album to benefit Williams, who was diagnosed with MS. Other artists on the tribute album included Lou Reed and Lucinda Williams. Hey, the song that got this whole thing started tonight, I heard Joey by Concrete Blonde on the way home one day and thought, what about a show with first names in the titles? And here we are. Hard to believe that song is 33 years old, released in 1990. And my last set started with Lydia by Highly Suspect, a twin-founded group that went from a cover band in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, to an original rock band from Brooklyn, New York. Their 2016 debut album netted them two Grammy nominations, one for Best Rock Album and another for Best Rock Song, the one you just heard. Okay, that's my list, Randy.
Great picks. Again, Highly Suspect is another band Jill turned me on to, and I just saw where the twin brothers, the drummer and the bassist, I don't know if they formed that band or what, they started out with that. When you look up their name. And your Pearl Jam song. Out of all Pearl Jam songs, I've never heard that one.
Are you kidding me?
No,
I've
never
heard
it.
How have you been? Really?
I don't know. No, yeah. I did not recognize it.
Huh. That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I
now
looked
you,
that
now
up.
You know, Craig. It's a great live song they do. So, yeah, you should definitely. But like I said, it didn't come out on the regular album. It only came out like when they did a reissue and put bonus tracks on the CD. So possibly you didn't hear that. I mean, it gets airplay on Sirius XM Lithium. But Crazy Mary, take a bottle, take it down, pass it around.
That's right.
Carl, what do you think, man?
Well, I must say that 99% of the what you played today, I knew some of them. I thought that was a real good mix. I do have one slight problem, though. Would you like to hear it, or should I just keep
see.
It to myself?
There was no Grateful Dead. There was no ELO. What could it possibly be, Carl?
Well, let me tell you this. I think Johnny B. Goode is one of the most incredibly wonderful songs, of course, originally done, you know, in the 50s.
Rock standard.
Rock standard, you know, and as I was listening to that cover by Judas Priest, in the 80s, I was in New York, and luckily most of that heavy, I won't say they're hair bands, but that type of music passed me by, and I'm so glad because that thing was so bloated, Randy. I'm sorry. I know you love the band, and that's fine, but it wasn't me, and I think that was a travesty. That's only my opinion. So you can tell me to go fuck off if you want. That's fine.
Oh, no, it's your opinion. I've really started listening to music about 80, 82 or something, and like you said, that's what was in. I remember Quiet Riot and Rat and being my first bands, and so I just followed them ever since. It's one of the first bands I really remember listening to.
And you're younger than us, too, and that's part of it. And as I said, I was glad to bypass that because in New York, that didn't really hit. You know, it was much more English stuff that came in and so on and so forth. I was into the no budget stuff and punk and that. So it was different. So, you know,
sure.
But I'm glad I missed the hair bands and that. Well, yeah.
The thing is, you get a song like Johnny B. Goode and some people, you know, just think it's like sacrilegious to even cover it. Where others think, wow, what a great take on that song. I didn't mind it. You know, it's it is what it is. I mean, it was a good rock song, but I don't know. I'm going to fall right in between you two guys on that one, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
Sure.
All right. What do you say we do a few birthday songs?
I'll hit you after the birthdays.
All right. Well, we're going to start with Bill Withers.
Oh, love Bill. Fucking love Bill Withers.
The plays. There it is.
My friend, feel that they're appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels this good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes it's true you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high-class people, and then you act real rude to me.
wanna start all over again. I've got fire water right on my breath, and the doctor warned me I might catch a death.
Satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow. It sticks.
Hey, that was Joan Osborne and her 1995 cover of Bob Dylan's Man in the Long Black Coat. Joan will be 60 on Saturday. The band in Stage Fright, the title song from their 1970 album. The song was written by Robbie Robertson, who will be 80 on Wednesday. The late Rick Danko did the lead vocals on that track. And we start with Bill Withers and Use Me, a big hit for him in 1972. Bill Withers was born on the 4th of July, 1938, and passed away in 2020. There you have it, fellas.
Well, you're very lucky that I muted myself, because not only was I chair dancing to Bill Withers, I was singing along. So,
oh god,
I thought I couldn't like have that over the air.
Okay, everybody ready? Thank you, Carl.
Yep.
I think I speak for everyone. So, okay, that was our show for tonight. We got a little bit of time. You want to tell us what's going on Deviant Legion Network this week?
Absolutely. So, of course, we have, first off, I want to wish everyone a happy 4th. And that, of course, is going to happen on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we are going to be doing basically a memorial to the passing of Alan Arkin. Alan Arkin was one of my favorite actors, and it's a great loss. Such a wonderful actor. So Noel Vera and I will be doing that. Hopefully Rich will be able to come along with us, or maybe even Vicky. We have that set on Wednesday. On Thursday, Vicky is going to be back with her intense show. And we're going to still be talking about political correctness and words and all sorts of things like rewriting novels. You know, I don't know if you realize this, but all the James Bond novels are being rewritten to take out a lot of the sexual innuendo and words that are problematic today. Not exactly.
Oh, lovely.
I think, yeah, exactly. We'll be talking about that. You might want to strap in for that one. On Friday, I will be part of a panel on Cathode Ray Emission, which is hosted by Adam Behrens, and we're going to be talking about the films of Terrence Malick. And that brings us to Sunday. So what do you have going
Sunday,
TC?
Well, next Sunday will be Base X of Rock. That's like BASS hyphen ICS. Yeah, whatever. Bass of Rock, 18 really cool songs that have a memorable bass opening. We'll hear songs by Queen, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jane's Addiction, The Who, plus a lot more. We hope you can join us next week for that one. I know Jill is all excited about it, being the bass player that she is.
Yes.
There you are. I heard her back there. Okay. You can find it. Yeah. You can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows in the on-demand episodes archives, whenever it works for you. Randy, Jill, thanks always for co-hosting. And you guys mean so much to the show. I mean, coming on with me in the background. I mean, you know, like I said, you're my go-to. So if I get stuck, I'm hitting you guys up first for anything. And I appreciate you being there for me.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege.
Yeah. But another fun show, man.
Absolutely.
We'll have you back on very soon, I'm sure. Thanks again. Carl, thanks for always lurking in the background with your interesting noises.
This is true. I like interesting noises.
Yeah.
Want to hear some
great,
more?
Yeah.
No,
we're good. We're good for 1 week. Okay, thank you both of you for being here tonight.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Carl.
Oh, all three of you. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Pull up our Facebook page after the show for tonight's playlist and follow us at Rock This Town Radio at TC on Facebook, and I'll have a complete birthday list for you. I know I haven't been reading them lately. I'm getting lazy that way. Okay, check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I've shot at shows around the country. Last Monday, I saw Counting Crows, and I have 10 new videos from that show posted. That's TCC77 on YouTube. We hope that you enjoyed our show tonight. On behalf of Carl, Randy, Jill, Cuddles the Cat, we hope that you have a safe and happy week. And as cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.